The Riverwalk Barge Tour totes tourists downtown on the San Antonio River, then to the Henry B. Gonzalez Convention Center area, where it turns around.
The Lila Cochran Theater, named after the first female mayor of San Antonio.
Right above the theater's entrance, a 130-foot-wide, 30-foot-tall mosaic overlooks the river. Due to its placement and the convention center, this massive work of art has labored in obscurity its entire life, even though the artist himself achieved broad fame.
Juan O'Gorman was a remarkable Mexican architect, artist of the 20th century.
Catherine Nixon Cook wrote the book on the art's creator, literally. It's called Juan O'Gorman, A Confluence of Civilizations.
Juan O'Gorman was the epitome of that title. His father was an Irish mining engineer, and his mother was a beautiful woman from Guanajuato, Mexico.
O'Gorman grew up as the Mexican mural tradition was exploding. He and his good friend Frida Kahlo were fascinated by one of those muralists.
They watched Diego Rivera do his very famous mural in the courtyard of their school. And he was so intense and fierce, and he carried a gun in his belt, and they just thought it was quite fabulous.
Eventually, Frida and Diego married, and when O'Gorman graduated school as an architect, he built them their home and studio. His architecture career took off, as did his art career. In Mexico City, he created a sensation by designing a magnificent mosaic at the Autonomous University of Mexico, UNAM.
I'm familiar with the library building in Mexico City, which is absolutely iconic and amazing.
Susan Toomey Frost has studied tile and mural art all her adult life and wrote the book Colors on Clay. That library's distinctive four-sided mosaic mural was enormous and caught the eye of San Antonians who visited the Mexican capital. Fast forward to the mid-60s at a time when an important event loomed. San Antonio's 250th anniversary.
The Steves, Marshall and Patsy, had seen the wonderful library in Mexico City and felt that his work really did complement the theme of the fair.
And so as the city planned the 1968 World's Fair, benefactors funded its public art, including the one at the Lila Cockrell. Frost says the artist took the fair's Confluence of Civilizations theme literally, depicting a converging timeline of European and New World cultures.
With the right side being Greek, Roman, European civilization, the left side, everything we draw from South America and Mexico. And in the middle, as if San Antonio were the center of civilization, it all comes together here. Like with a cowboy and things that are very Texas.
The massive piece of art was built of about 400,000 rock chips cemented into meter square tiles. Catherine Nixon Cook.
There are 12 colors in the mural. 11 of them are natural stones from Mexico. There was one shade of blue that he could not find, and that they had to get from Italy.
Tile production was completed in Mexico by October of 1967, and they were trucked to San Antonio.
Hemisphere was scheduled to open in April of 1968, and they had to get all those panels up on the building, and it was like doing a giant jigsaw puzzle. Each one had to be handled very carefully.
Susan Toomey Frost.
This guy used rocks. They're naturally colored, all of those things. There are no dyes or anything in there.
O'Gorman completed the massive project as Hemisphere opened, and to much acclaim. But its placement in the shade of the convention center mostly blocked its view. In the last couple of years, though, the Henry B. has been torn down and rebuilt a few hundred yards to the east. Now, Confluence can finally be seen.
There it is. It's just magnificent, and it thrills me every time I drive by, and I really notice it.
Frost says it's a masterpiece.
I consider this the most important public art in all of Texas, certainly South Texas.
Catherine Nixon Cook says the work's message has worn well.
I think that metaphor and that message that we are a confluence is as powerful and important today than it was 50 years ago when it was created.
The river barge view of the confluence of civilizations is wonderful, but it's no longer the only way you can see it. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.